Knowing your medical history and where your parents are from, that's stuff you might take for granted unless you are adopted. But starting July 1st, all adoptees who were born in Washington State will have more access to their birth records. Democratic State Representative Tina Orwal of Des Moines sponsored the bill that made that happen. She told KUOW's Jamala Henderson that the day the governor signed the bill, she tried getting her own birth records, but her birth state of Florida is a closed records state.
Which means I could not get any records directly. My only option was to go through where I was adopted.
And then what happened?
So I sent it in, and 2 days later, the Children's Home Society called me, and they said, your mom's alive, and she's still living in Florida. We're going to send out a letter. You know, I'm thinking this could take a year. But 2 days after that, she has contacted them, and she tells the worker, I've been praying for every day. I love her. We want to know her. My whole family wants to get to know her. And that's how it started. And then a week later, she flew up to Seattle.
That's amazing. A happy ending there.
It's been an incredible ending.
Why did you decide to try to change that for adoptees born in Washington State?
I wanted it to be easier for adoptees. I think they're going to see a big surge up front. I think a lot of people have been wanting this for a long time. I was getting my hair done the other day, and I ended up hearing a woman's story who said, I can't wait till July 1st because I'm going to get my original birth certificate, and she was talking about my bill. And so I think there'll be a lot of activity up front. It all has to go through the State Department of Health, and people are encouraged to go online. So it may take a little bit of time just because of the volume.
You got to work on this issue with a legislative colleague who had given up a child for adoption. What did you learn from her as you were crafting this bill?
We went out to lunch, and we just sat down, and we told her stories, and it's Senator Ann Rivers. And I just learned the sensitivity of the birth parent. And I got to hear her story of how she had contact with her birth son. And, you know, my hope was we find a balance. People are very passionate on both sides of this issue about privacy and about the right to know information. And it helped me be more sensitive to birth parents. And I think it was helpful for her to hear from somebody who was adopted. And so I think it was a much better piece of legislation because we worked together on it.
What's going to be different for the birth parents affected by this?
Well, you know, we live in an electronic age. And once people have the original birth certificate, they're going to have a lot of information that's going to allow them to search. And through, you know, Google, through Facebook, they may find out a lot of information much more directly. So I think if I was a birth parent and had not filed a form, there's a chance I would be contacted. You know, I believe that it is fundamental information to know where you're from, what your ethnicity is, knowing your medical history. And I think when you're adopted, it's like a puzzle and you're missing a piece. And that doesn't go away as you get older. You still question it.
Democratic State Representative Tina Orwal of Des Moines talking about a change in Washington state law that's going to let all adoptees born here in Washington get their original birth records. That begins on July 1st.